How does that affect your psyche year to year when you come back here and this track just doesn't want to reward you with that win yet?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it just makes me excited to come back here. It's a really competitive track for my group and my team. I guess if we keep doing that, hopefully one of these days we're going to get to victory lane. But it's a great racetrack for me, so I enjoy coming out here and competing at Las Vegas.
We'll come up front to Jeff, and then we'll go to Kelly.
I had a couple for you. First of all, both two of your teammates have been talking about Darlington in the sim and how crazy it's going to be. Have you experienced that as well?
I have not. My schedule hasn't allowed me to get to the first sim time at Darlington yet, but I will agree with them that as slick as Phoenix was, I think Darlington is going to be very, very, very different than what we've had in the years past with the next gen car. So I'm excited about it. I think it has potential to look like a much different Darlington race than what we've had in the last couple of years. I had a ton of fun at Phoenix. I thought Phoenix was night and day different than what we've had the last, every next gen race since we've, started going there. It's been really hard to pass. And this race was the first race I felt like you could actually make your way through the field if you had a better car. I proved that. Ryan Blaney proved that. It seemed like if you had a better car, you were able to pass. And I think a lot of that was due to the horsepower. And the added horsepower made the track feel slick. The tires degraded. We were sliding around. And the best cars made their way to the front. So I think Darlington is going to be more of the same.
And then I know Interstate on your sweatshirt there, and there's some synergy with High Limit. Are you going to be, and you're a sprint car guy, obviously, are you going to be doing anything with them tonight or anything like that?
I will, yeah. I'm going to be in the flow booth. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But it'll be fun. I'm excited to be a fan and watch the race, talk about what I'm seeing.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Krister, let's start with the horsepower thing you just said, because it seemed like at first drivers were very cautiously optimistic of it's not going to feel.
Definitely. I was one of those people too.
Yeah, it's not going to feel different. It's not going to be a whole lot. But it seems like some of that for some drivers changed after Phoenix, that maybe it was a bit noticeable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised by it, because I would have thought Phoenix was one of the racetracks that it really wasn't going to be able to tell a difference. I can promise you that if we're feeling it at Phoenix, just wait till we get to Martinsville and Richmond, and on top of that, Darlington. But Darlington has, it's going to be a much greater change at Darlington because of the downforce package and the rules package or the car package that we're taking there. So we're getting more horsepower and less car potential. So I think it's going to be a massive difference at Darlington. And then with the what we've already found out at Phoenix, I love where we're headed. I always think that we could use more, and I would love to get more horsepower. And hopefully this is an indication that we're turning the right knob. And, I think sky's the limit. If we continue to add horsepower, I think we're going to get right to where we need to be.
The last couple weeks, switching to the points side of things, you've been one of the drivers that have shown you can make massive gains in the points with stage points and finishes. Curious, how much are you, if at all, looking at points after each Sunday now with the chase system compared to maybe what you would have under the playoff format?
Yeah, it's just a completely different mindset and way of attacking the weekend, where before, it was literally win or bust. You're here for race wins and stage wins, and you're looking at those playoff points. And if you don't win a race, it's like, okay, well, it's behind us. It's on to the next one. The regular season standings were a thing, with the previous format, but it really only mattered whenever you got towards the end of the regular season. And still on top of that, the only reason that you're talking about the regular season was because of the bonus points that it paid out. So now, it means everything. It's the true standings. The true standings in the previous format was the playoff points, and now it is the the points that everybody sees. We don't have two goofy point standings. The points are the points, and it really matters, and it's important. So, yeah, I'm thankful that I'm not buried in the 30s anymore. And I was talking to Jeff before COTA, and I'm like, well, regular season championships probably out the window. And here we are. You know, it looks a lot different now. So it just goes to show that if you run well, you can make up points and put yourself in position.
Go ahead, Reed.
I'm Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. As a follow-up to that, with winning your end gone for this year, the conventional wisdom at the start of the year was that consistency is going to be ultra important. However, people have shown already that they can make big moves with one good race and accumulating save points and things like that. Do you think at this point, at, you know, small sample size, that consistency is going to be that important, or do you think maybe that was overrated going into the year?
No, I mean, a lot of the big movers in the point standings is just because nobody has accumulated a large mass of points yet. So, you know, the field is still relatively tight. And especially the first two races are speedway races. It's literally lottery racing. So, you know, I think as you get going into the season, we get to, you know, 10, 15 races into the season, you're going to start seeing a little bit harder to make up the differences in positions and the point standings, and consistency will weigh out. But I will say the addition for the race win points is going to be huge. So if you find yourself in a hole and you're able to win races, you will be able to make up the difference. So I think they've hit a really good balance point there of being able to be consistent, but yet if you can go out and hit home runs and win races, you're going to be able to really advance your position as well.
We'll come up front to Chris.
Chris Knight, GetJones.com. Christopher, you're back in a truck next weekend at Darlington Raceway for Helmoff Region Racing. Can you talk about the opportunity and what you expect and if it will help you at all?
Yeah, I don't know that it'll help me at all for the Cup race, but certainly it's going to be fun. And, yeah, just enjoyable to go out there and compete with, you know, a group of people that I've been around before. You know, driving for Jimmy, the crew chief, he was I'm pretty sure he was the truck chief on my championship truck back in 2017 or whenever that was. So I had a ton of fun racing with them in Watkins Glen, filling in for Stu last year. So, yeah, they've proven that they have great equipment, and I think they're doing the right steps to, you know, assert themselves at the, you know, at the top of the standings there in the truck series. So hopefully we can keep this 62 truck up in points. And you know, I think that, yeah, they're just really coming out of their shell. They've invested a lot into trying to be one of the best teams in the series. And, it's showing right now. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I love racing. So we'll see what happens after Darlington, but, yeah, I don't know what's next, but we'll see how Darlington goes and see where it ends up from there.
And then we'll go to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Christopher, this being the first intermediate race of the season, what are you looking to learn this weekend that you feel like can help set baselines through the rest of the season, especially considering this is one of three straight mile and a halves in the chase?
Yeah, it's just kind of a... It'll let us know where we're at, and really things haven't changed very much from where we ended last year, aside from the new Chevrolet body, and we haven't been to a true high speed downforce style track yet. So I would think that the Chevrolets will be a really good test for them to see where they stack up with their new car. But aside from the rest of us, it's going to be more of the same. And you know, going back to the horsepower stuff, I would love if we could, you know, start running that short track package at all of the intermediates. I think it's getting to be about time for a change, and would love to see that. We'll see how it races at Darlington. We get a couple sample sizes at Darlington. Bristol will now have that package. Where else? Dover will have that package. So a couple high speed tracks. But yeah, if we brought that thing here at Vegas or any of the intermediates, I think it would be a game changer. So. Yeah, I expect this weekend to be more of the same, minus the Chevrolet body.
We'll come up front to Cole.
Cole Cusimano with Speed Freaks and Asia Central. Christopher, what's your favorite racing film, and what would you give a best picture for your favorite racing film, I guess?
So what is my favorite racing film?
Yes, that you would give best picture.
I mean, it has to be Days of Thunder, right? Okay. It has to be Days of Thunder. But, yeah, let's go with that one.
Okay, and on Days of Thunder, with the potential of a sequel coming up, what would that do for NASCAR, and what's your excitement level like for the potential of that?
Yeah, it would be really cool. I think anytime you get more exposure for our sport and just getting more eyes on it would be huge. You know, and one thing I appreciated about Days of Thunder was it was taken a little bit more serious. Like, as a kid growing up, I loved Talladega Nights, and I thought it was hilarious. But then the older I got and the more into the sport I got, I realized that the general public kind of took that as like reality and not the comedy that it was. So I think if you could get more serious footage of it and showing how amazing our sport is a great, great thing.
We'll go to the middle.
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for Best Sports Media Group. Christopher, you said that you would like to see the intermediates go to the short track package. In previous years, we've seen NASCAR make the decision to change up the tires and stuff like that of the second time we visited a track. So would you be okay if NASCAR later this year during the chase decided to go to the short track package?
Yeah, I would be. I'm not sure what my team would think. Maybe they're going to be mad at me after talking about this, but I would love it. I mean, I think it's we've run it now at a lot of different racetracks, and especially with us going to Bristol and Darlington next week, which are tracks that we've run the intermediate package on, and now we're running the short track package on. I think it'll be fine. So, I would be all for it.
Any additional questions for Christopher? We'll go to the back.
Here we go, UNLV Rebel Report. Just one outside racing. I saw you at the Oklahoma City Thunder game the other day. You were featured on the NBA on Prime broadcast. What was that experience like for you?
It was cool. I love getting to go to Thunder games. Anytime I'm back in Oklahoma, I really enjoy cheering on my hometown team. It's really cool to see all the success they've had and where they're at right now. They're in a really good spot. But I had no idea I was on the Prime broadcast. I wasn't on the big screen or anything at the event. So that's awesome that they showcased me, and I think that's good for our Prime races to get a little bit more intermingling there. But I'm thankful that they are advertising our sport on a huge platform, but I had no idea that I was on the broadcast or anything.
All right, Christopher, well, glad you had fun at that Oklahoma City game, and good luck this weekend.
They saw it hit social media or something. Right. Yeah. Someone texted me actually right away. So.